I believe in myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, School of Master, and so forth here at the Absolute Monastery in Campo, California. I believe in myself. This is the Absolute Philosopher. I believe in myself. This is the Absolute Philosopher. I believe in myself. This is the Absolute Philosopher. Should I say no more than those few words, I would be saying everything. I believe in myself. We so often want to believe what the rest of the world shows and what the rest of the world is. Now, daydreaming, wild dreaming, visions, illumination, inspiration, etc., these are all things that we have been taught are not really proper things for an adult being to consider. However, it is only through these daydreamings, these visions, these attitudes, that life reveals itself to us in its most favorable and most beautiful way. I believe in myself. When I believe in myself, I listen to the voice in me giving me all of the advice that I might need. Many inventors had believed in themselves, and they followed the advice of the divine within them, and they were unsuccessful. Now you say, well, that's got a very complimentary attitude toward believing in yourself. And that's true. That's not a complimentary attitude toward believing in yourself. Now, this is where many are. Now, what does it mean when you say, I believe in myself, and then the things that you work on don't manifest, don't reveal themselves in the perfect way? Well, it only means that somewhere along the line, I have chosen to believe in two possibilities. I have chosen to believe that it'll work, and I have chosen to believe that it will not work. It's just as simple as that, but very complex. The subtleties of not believing in ourselves or myself are so frequent and so easy that I sometimes misjudge what's really going on. I think that it's righteous judgment. I think that these things are properly done. I look at wealth, and I think, I'd enjoy wealth in my life, and I'd like wealth just like Bill Gates. Well, the truth is, I don't want wealth like that. I don't want wealth with a responsibility. I want wealth with purely the opportunity to utilize it however I choose at any given moment. I do not want it to be a burden to me that I have to spend, that I have to find righteous people to give it to, righteous projects to give it to. I do not want to be the keeper for my brother and the rest of the world. But you see, we allow ourselves to think like that. It comes into every one of our thoughts, mine too. It comes into our thoughts, and we think to ourselves, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have all that money or to have that perfect health or to do these various things? Well, we do have it already. However, what we do is we say that we don't. We think that we don't merely because we don't have it in our checkbook. We say that we don't merely because we don't have it in the outer evidence. Now, there are many things in the outer evidence that we don't have that inside of us are our reality. Just as an illustration, our cells of our body. We have so many cells in our body, and they are doing so many things, and we have not the vaguest idea of what's going on. We have organs in our body, our heart, pumping away every 1/10 of a minute it pumps, and 9/10, excuse me, every 1/10 of a second it pumps, and every 9/10 of a second it rests. Every 1/10 of a second it pumps, and every 9/10 of a second it rests. Every 1/10 of a second it pumps, and every 9/10 of a second it rests. This was by the Heart Association. They put this little statistic out saying that that was quite something, that our heart is resting more than we realize. Now, can we rest in following our program? Now, this is a simple little illustration. I am working with Rex my golden retriever, a little over 2 years old, almost three, December will be three. And as I work with him, I have said, come Rex, and I had said, sit Rex, and I had said, lie down Rex, and I had said, no Rex, and yes Rex, and so forth. And I'm walking the path in the mornings, 3 miles around our lovely property here, and as I walk around the property, holding Rex on a leash is distracting. And so I let him run free. It's all our property, and he can have a great old time. And every once in a while, when he's gone for longer than a moment or so, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I think to myself, Rex, come, quietly in my mind. And if I say, Rex, come, Rex, come, Rex, come, with a little bit of panic, with a little bit of eagerness, then Rex takes 2 or 3 more minutes to get to me. If I just say confidently, Rex, come, and I immediately turn my attention to something else, he is sitting right by me, walking right next to me, listening to what I'm talking about. Right now, he is standing a few feet away from me, looking at me, thinking to himself, now why is he saying, Rex, come? He doesn't really want me to come. He's just talking about it. I know when he wants me to come, and I know when he doesn't, because I come when he wants me to. I hear him. I can be half a mile away or even a mile away, and I can hear him, and I come running, and I come eagerly, and then I get a big hug from him, and it's a wonderful thing. But just one little, come Rex, and he's there. And I say it quietly in my heart, in my being, and it's a wonderful thing to do. We can all put the positive thought in motion. We can all have the positive result from our first thought. And let it be a wild, let it be a crazy thought. Let it be one that society has not yet even dreamed about, but we have. And as we give it power, we bring it forth because it's already there. We're merely unveiling it as a majesty that we have created in our hearts and in our minds to be part of our life and part of our experience. Thoughts are things, we know that. My first thought is most important, we know that. If I have a dual thought, then my first thought is invalid. If I have other dual thoughts, then all my thoughts are invalid. And I'm just sort of beating my gums against the wind, accomplishing nothing at all. But when I'm single-pointed, one-pointed, when I am single-pointed in everything I think, say, and do, magic comes into my world. And that magic is so fantastic, so wonderful, so glorious, that no matter what I think, say, or do, I have it right now. Yes, it works. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.